Here we go. Election day. Big show today on this Tuesday. First Tuesday in November. There we go. Midterm elections. Also, fair warning. I am dealing and was diagnosed with a double ear infection. Not two ear infections in the same ear, but one in each ear. So if you hear a big loud thud because my head feels very heavy, it means I have passed out during the show. Also, do not resuscitate if I die right here or am in the course of dying. Just let me die because my head feels like it weighs 7 gazillion pounds today. It is what it is. Hopefully the amoxicillin or the Augmentin, something that starts with A, kicks in. I got it filled this morning and hopefully we're on the mend. Anyhow, maybe our country's on the mend, or maybe some don't think it needs to be on the mend, but nonetheless, hopefully the person that you want in office gets in office. And we talk about that and so much more. Selena Zito will join in 1 hour. She's been the old shoe leather express today. She's been in Westmoreland County, Butler County, Allegheny County. She's been talking to people at the polls. And I want to find out what she has heard from the people who are out there. Listen for that drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by Service Master Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. What was your polling experience like? I mean, that's kind of where you have to start. And a decent theme of the show during election day if you do a radio show, isn't it? For me, that's what it is. And I want to find out from you at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Text line, phone line, either way. What was your experience like? Or did you send in a ballot beforehand? See, I've explained this and told you on Friday. I like to go to the polls. So I'll tell you mine, and we can build off that. It opens at 7 o'clock. It's open until 8 o'clock. Although it caused a moment of comedy in our house last night when I said to my wife, what time are the polls open? She said 7 until 8. And my son said, why is it only open for an hour? Which I thought was pretty funny. But of course, she meant 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. I digress. We went today at 7:15 on the way to school, driving to school, because it's right on the way. And my wife and I both went. The two kids went. I decided they needed to go inside and understand the democratic process. Wait in line. There was none. Got to the front. My wife went first. She went with my son. My daughter went with me. They saw the process. The people who are exceedingly nice and organized, which makes the entire experience better. When they're organized, I bring my ID, and I like to show them anyway, just to prove who I am, and they check your name off. Then you go in the back. Well, the paper ballots for me, and it was simple, it was easy. It honestly took, I don't know, 5 minutes at the fire hall. And again, all because the people were very nice and very organized. But they did make a very interesting statement to me that they said, wow, and I think it was only 15 or 20 minutes in. It was probably 7:20 or so we got there. And she said, we have many more numbers than we anticipated this early. There were people waiting to get in. I said, oh, well, that's good. So maybe turnout will be more than the 18 to 24%, which is expected. Maybe it won't. Maybe it will. Who knows? The thing about, and maybe I am a sucker for a throwback, maybe I'm a traditionalist, who knows, and all that kind of stuff. But here we go. The paper ballots don't do it for me. I'm fine with it. My vote will get counted. I'm quite sure that that'll be fine and everybody's vote gets counted because I saw the man put it in the machine and that it did something and then it said, you voted. And I said, okay, and then I got my sticker, which I have on now, and you could check out on our video stream. Go to kdkradio.com or our YouTube page, type in KDK Radio, and bang, we're right there, and you can see my sticker right there on my chest. You voted, but we'll talk about the stickers later, which I don't like, the new stickers. Anyhow, so I'm quite confident my vote counted. It was good. I am put off, though, by the paper ballots. Here's why. It doesn't feel as official. It doesn't feel like you really, truly voted. I get how it's simpler. It's easier. It's probably more cost effective. But there was something back in the day about going in that room, pulling that shower curtain, going in there, hearing that, seeing a lever denoted with someone's name, yanking it down a little bit to that half turn, knowing it was locked in, and then when you're all said and done, when you're ready to go, after you've given the one up and the one down on all of that, being able to pull that lever one time and everything tabulated at once. I'm not bemoaning it. I'm not crying about it or whining about it. It just felt a little bit more official than walking up to some guy and him saying, hey, are you ready? Yeah. Did you vote how you wanted to? Well, yeah, pal. And then sticking it in a machine and then him saying, okay, you're good. And then you're on your way. But I do like going. And again, I said that last week. It feels much more official to me. A question for you at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Should Election Day be on Saturday? Should we maybe do it more than one day? I don't know about the midterms, but every 4 years, there are a lot of people who, dare I say, can't get there. I don't know if turnout would spike. I don't know if it'd be easier. I don't know if there's childcare or if there are work concerns for some people. It might be worth a shot in lapping it over a few days, maybe a Friday and a Saturday, a weekday and a weekend. I'm sure that the response would be, you know how hard it is to find poll workers now? Imagine if we did it then. But then again, maybe it'd be easier, considering they wouldn't have to take off from work. Just a thought, putting it out there. It doesn't matter to me. I'll find a way. If I have to get there before work, if I have to get there after work, if I have to send in a mail-in ballot, which I'm not real keen on, I would. But doing it on a Saturday seems to be, well, logical, right? Many more people are off Saturday. Do I think it needs to be a national holiday? Yeah, I don't know about that. Because here's the thing. A lot of people are going to take that and probably try to work to get double time or overtime or whatever time they can get. On Saturdays, it feels like a lot more people are off work and just want to be off work and can get off work and would be off work. So I don't know. Just throwing it against the wall and seeing if it sticks. It's not really applicable to me, but I have heard that in the past from people who, from a turnout situation, say, hey, on a weekday, it's just super tough for me to get there. Now, I do like the expanded hours, 7 a.m. until 8 p.m., not 7 to 8 in the a.m. for just 1 hour. No, 13 hours, which makes a lot of sense. But is there a better way to do this thing? Or are we just talking about something and maybe trying to fix something that's not broken? We could talk about that, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. As always, you can listen to us, 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK, or on that Audacy app. That's AUDACY. You can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com and click on KDK Radio's live stream, our YouTube page as well that I told you about. Be sure to subscribe so that way it finds you every single day. Your call's next right here, KDK. Here we are, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. NASCO Roofing, instant access, all our shows. Just a click away. Email us, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Selena Zito, she joins top of the hour. Big, big, big segment coming up before the hour ends. We find out where the dear Margot has been over the past few days, and there's just a lot to get into. We'll do that before the hour's out. I was just made aware of, and I have to check with a couple more attorneys about this, a potential huge flub that between the Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas and PennDOT, that they absolutely screwed up some communication with people who got DUIs. And all the way back since 2013, thousands of people, many who may have turned their life around since and did what they were supposed to do because of a clerical and paperwork error, might get their license suspended now. I have to reach out to some more people on this, but there are defense attorneys in this town right now, multiple, who are going nuts at those two entities. The Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas and PennDOT, who fouled up paperwork all the way back 12 years. And now people are getting notifications that their licenses are suspended because they made, those two entities, made paperwork errors. Stay tuned for that because it could cause big flubs. Big flubs and a lot of mad people. Anyway, we'll have that maybe as we push through today, more than likely tomorrow. If I make it, if I don't die from these double ear infections and Margo has to take the show over when you hear a big thud on this console. Again, do not resuscitate, though. Just let me be in peace right here, KDK. See the big man in the sky straight from the big K. That'd be something if you died right at the console. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. It comes up from time to time. Weekend voting. What about over a Friday and a Saturday? 2 day. Stretch it out. Twi-night doubleheader, maybe. Or, no, just back-to-back days. And also, what about on the internet? We talk about all these vehicles to vote, right? And how voting has evolved and changed. Now, it would be tough to secure on the internet and prove your true identity. That may be a bridge too far, but I wonder if in the future we'll be alive for a time that you could sit right on your lazy boy and vote for who you want to vote for. Brody's in Swissville, my man. What's up, Brody?
Oh, finally get to talk to you. You have an ear infection.
Double. One in each ear. Let's go. Double barrel.
Jeez, you'll be okay. You're tough, man. And I just want to tell you, I'm just resetting my backup car. The emissions, I'm taking it right out. I'm not on the clock right now, so I could talk to you. So I'm on that long and winding road. And when you said about the mail-in ballots, I never voted mail-in ballot. You know, I'm not in the military. I just don't like mail-in ballots. And with what's going on right now with this big election, I'm going to vote later. I am. And, you know, the polls close and everything. So what's up with the mail-in ballot? I just don't think... You think it's honest? I mean...
I think it's honest. I just... I like the process.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. I like the process. I talked about this a little bit last week. I enjoy all of the sensory overload or just the feeling of going there and doing it in person.
Yeah, but isn't there election integrity and everything? Look, I'm not one of those conspirators. I'm not a nutball. I'm not a lunatic. I'm down to earth like you. I have common sense. What's up with just, you know, it's just really strange about, it's always on the news about that stuff's getting clerical, let alone clerical with DUIs, which you'll get into with another caller. I'm just talking about the election. It's just crazy. I just don't think, I think that if you're really sick or you're really away from the military or something, you do mail-in ballots. Get your butt to the polls.
Like, I believe the same thing you believe. But if there is a process in place to do this for the able-bodied and they want to do it, I'm not someone to judge them. And I don't do that. I don't tell people what to do. I just tell you what I do. And I enjoy going. I enjoyed today. And here's why. I wanted to show my kids what it was like. I wanted them when they're 14 years old to not go the first time when they're 18 years old and be struck by the process. So I hope I drag one of them along every time I go vote from here on out. I want them to, it was like they had their learner's permit today, a little bit. And they got to see what it was like. And I think my daughter was kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. My son was actually enthralled by the process. He was taken aback by it. He was interested in it. He looked around. He understood. I think he thought it was going to be much more complicated, which to me was kind of refreshing that he grasped it very, very well and was like, oh, is that all that is? So you figure out who you like. You fill it out. You go ahead and don't you know Dan Regan? Yeah, so you... hit that bubble and then go there. And that's the way that it all worked out. Then we walked it up to a guy. I think that he felt it was probably going to be much more officious than it truly was. My daughter was just trying to get back in the car for the next Sabrina Carpenter song. But she paid attention enough, I think, to kind of grasp it. Dave's in Rankin. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Colin, how's it going?
Very well. I've 7:15 or about 7:17, I think I was there this morning at the fire hall.
I didn't make it yet, but real quick, I asked Margo how the news was going, and she said great and everything. And I said, well, how is Huey Lewis? She didn't get it.
No, not at all.
Anyway, when you made the point about your wife said voting was from 7 to 8, I thought it was like from 7 minutes or only at 7 minutes to 8. So I would have really been screwed. But I didn't go yet. I'm probably not going to go today just because other than the mayor, which I don't think I could vote for, I don't even know who's running.
Well, a bunch of judges. You know, there are a bunch of judges. And here's the thing. That's the thing that's interesting to me. These people, there are a lot of people like Dave that say, I don't know who's running, I don't know about, and I don't begrudge them, but for me, these are very important races. These are the people who raise our taxes. These are the people who plow our streets. These are the people who control our, concentrated around our house, public safety. And for me, it's not the election to skip. These are the people who implement curriculum for your kids at the school board level. For me, these are very important, extremely important races. What about voting on the internet? I want to get into that. Will we ever live and see a time where you vote like Dancing with the Stars for your school board? Click this. Go to this. Type in code 8149 for this candidate. Do you think we'll ever see that? Or won't they be able to secure it in our lifetime? I think it's a very interesting question. We dive into that and many, many more things next after news. KDK. Oh, Corey O'Connor, the presumed next mayor. Huh. 866-391-1020. Here's where I am on Corey O'Connor. Now, I don't live in the city, but the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh impacts everybody because essentially it is the most important job in the region. It's way more important than Sarah Namorado's job. It just is. Everything builds off of that. I am 100% willing to give Corey O'Connor a chance. I mean, that's just where I am with it. But, excuse me, I'm sorry. There is something there where he's going to have to make a decision. Corey O'Connor will either have to appease the progressives who got him votes in the primary and essentially got him elected, and he beat out Ed Gainey and smashed him, or he's going to have to appease the developers, many of which he got the big money from. He's not going to be able to serve both. He's going to have to make a decision. All those people who are out there protesting on No King's Day, they don't like the people who do big projects like Bakery Square and things like that. That's actually who they despise. But they all have a D behind their name. And that's the fracture of the Democratic Party. O'Connor's going to have to decide who he's going to side with. Because it can't be both. There is going to have to be a crossroad at some point. And he's going to have to ride with one or the other. And generally, politicians ride with the money. And he is going to have to. And those people, those crazy, wacko, lunatic progressives got him elected. At some point, he's either going to have to leave them behind or he's going to hack off a lot of people with a lot of money. And that's the crossroad that's going to face him because he can't serve both at some point. You can when you're going against a few Republicans and crazy Tony Marino and all you got to do is beat Ed Gainey. You can't do that when you're trying to rebuild the city. You can't. 866-391-1020. Election Day, though. We're going to talk a lot about Election Day. We'll talk to Selena Zito coming up at the top of the hour. I think one of the preeminent political writers in this country. First, we talk to Jeff in Penn Hills. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hello. My wife and I are on our way to vote right now. And my question is, some of these judges that are running have Democrat / Republican. And I'm confused that what's their affiliation? Why aren't they either Democrat or Republican?
They cross-filed, which you're permitted to do.
you can do that, but okay, that was my question.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why.
Right. I think it is a flawed concept. I don't think you should be allowed to do it. I think it skews the election process in so much as this.
Right.
Somebody like me, I can't vote in a primary. You know, I'm an independent.
Yes.
And
independent, right.
I can't vote in different parties' primaries because I'm independent, but these people can jake the system and essentially be on both sides of it.
Right. Doesn't sound fair. I totally agree with you. I'm just confused of why they did that, but you answered my question.
Can I ask you a question, though? Did you do research before you got in the car and drove to the polling place?
Absolutely. I looked at every candidate and to make my decision. Yes, I researched everybody.
Yeah.
Before I went.
I am with you, though, on cross-filing. I don't think it should be something that should exist. I think that we should have, if they don't want to have full open, full bore, wide open primaries, mm-hmm. What we should be able to have is a limited primary or whatever where you can choose one side or the other and go there if you're independent.
Exactly. I agree.
Well, thank you for the call. I found that, and I think this might be the death of some of these judges, not literally, but in terms of being on the bench. I have never, and I talked about somebody pretty big in the local legal field about this extensively over the past month or so. This notion and the need for some of these judges to latch themselves on to other judges and form some sort of super ticket or even just a few people. Like the no ticket. Or maybe for some, yes. Like, is it really beneficial for David Wecht to align himself with the other two? Maybe his ideals fall in line. Perhaps, definitely his party does. But from a name standpoint, in Western Pennsylvania, could he stand alone and stand to maybe get more votes if he disassociated himself and just stood out on an island? Same thing. All the campaign literature that I see for the judges, there will be these little picture boxes. And it seems like there's always six or eight. Here are the people. Here are some other people. I just think sometimes you can get bogged down by people who, if they don't like one, they're forced to not like them all. They may like one, and you may catch some positivity because they like a different one. And maybe you can gain in that aspect, but I don't know. I would make or break who I am on me and try to be strong. Like Borkowski, he didn't really latch on to people. And I think he's kind of riding his own candidacy in terms of, look at my work, look what I've done. I'm strong on crime. These knuckleheads go out and people give them no cash bail, and I drag them back in and send them to jail. And that's the way that it should be. I don't see his picture with seven other people that looks like some photo lineup and says, here are the judges you're all supposed to vote for. And I think that might be the smart way to go about it, especially if you have an established career. Chris is in Ambridge. Hi, Chris.
Hey, love your show. I like the way you changed it up and don't deal with all the people bashing, you know, calling to give their, you know, grief stories. But, you know, like what you said about O'Connor, you know, I liked his dad when he was in there and I liked him, but I didn't like that D behind his name. And like when, like you said, the people that got him votes, you know, against...
Gainey,
right. You know, like you say, he's going to have to serve somebody. And that put in my mind that song by Bob Dylan, got to serve somebody. You can't serve the devil or the law. You got to serve somebody. You got to pick. And that's absolutely right. That is so on.
You might even be the ambassador to England or France, Bob Dylan said, I think, to start that song, Chris.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of it now because I'm like rushing around trying to get ready. I got to do some errands, but exactly. He names everything.
Yeah, you might be a state trooper. You might be a young Turk. Right. You might be rich or poor. You may be blind or lame, I think he says in that song.
You are so right. I knew you'd know it, Colin.
Uh-huh. So did you already vote?
Yeah, I did. I had to do it like, I don't live where, you know, I live in Beaver County, but I had to vote through the mail because I have some mobility issues, but, you know, yeah, I voted.
Gotcha. What's going on with that Big Beaver Fire Department? Did you hear about that?
I'm not up on that. I heard something about it, but yeah, things here are really strange everywhere, you know?
I know. Well, thank you for the call. You might be a construction worker working in a home. Might be living in a mansion or might be living in a dome. I could do this all day with Bob Dylan. But anyway, she's right about that. That Corey O'Connor is essentially going to have to pick a side within his own side, within the Democrats. And he's going to have to figure out who to serve. If Corey O'Connor's smart, and this will get some heat from the way far left loonies, he's going to ride those people through that election tonight. And he has no problem with Tony Moreno. I mean this. If I entered into the race, and I did it last month, I think I might, I'm not kidding, I might be able to get more votes than Tony Moreno. I couldn't beat O'Connor, but I think I might be able to get more votes than Tony Moreno. I'm not saying that facetiously. I totally mean it. Anyhow, he, being O'Connor, is going to have to ride progressives through tonight, maybe even invite some of them to the victory party, and then it'll be just a little while. Probably be, maybe about this time next year. Maybe even before that, maybe 6 months or so into his tenure. There is going to be, like I said, a big crossroad. Somebody wants permits. Somebody wants the building. Somebody wants to do this. Somebody wants to skirt the EPA, maybe just a little bit, and build this data center. And he is going to get flack from the far left. He is going to get flack from the people who say, hey, I'm spending money to bring a lot of jobs here. Which way are we going, man? And that's going to cause a flood. I'm telling you already, he's going to have to pick a side, either people who are Republicans or not far left Democrats or crazy, wacko, way far left lunatics who he's used to get votes and beat Ed Gainey. 866-391-1020. That's the number. Top of the hour. Selena Zito, she joins. And we'll talk to a very special friend in just a couple minutes. You'll find out who. All right, listen for that drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh, the man, the yellow van. We've got a lot more to get into rather than just all election day. I drink my hot tea right at the wrong time. That makes me kind of burp as soon as I start to deliver some things. But it's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh, demand the yellow van. There we go. Then I can burp. It's not wall-to-wall election day coverage, but we're going to have pretty heavy election day coverage and election day adjacent topics, which are fun to talk about. We'll also talk to Selena Zito for a little while at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, which is in, 7 minutes or so, which is great. I love talking to her. She's been at all kind of polling places today, which is really, really, really good. So there's that. Somebody who was not here yesterday because she had a rip-roaring weekend, started off very early Saturday morning doing the news, then went to her first game at Heinz Field / Acrisure, whatever you want to call it, was our dear producer, Margo. Margo, how was your weekend?
It was a lot of fun, and it wasn't my first.
Oh, I thought it was.
Well, I went to a preseason game, but
yeah, it was your first game.
Yeah.
But
I've been to Acrisure Stadium before because of Pitt games.
Correct, but not for a regular season Steeler.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's a lot different.
Right. Did you drink?
Yes.
Good work. How was Saturday? Now, let's get down to the biggest story of the day, or one of them that we previewed yesterday. Big tease for, I don't know, about 22 hours or so. You apparently, in one update on Saturday, signed off with KDK Radio News. This is Margo. And you just used your one name.
I actually signed on that way.
Oh!
And I only did it once because I wanted to see if anyone was listening.
They were.
And apparently they were.
They were. How
did
it? Which
is fun.
Will you stick with it? How did it feel? Tell me about it.
It felt a little awkward, but I was happy I did it because people actually listened and noticed that I did it. But other than that, I just think it feels a little awkward.
Well, the consensus in the newsroom is you need to stick with it. That is the consensus.
Okay.
Very heavy votes from myself and Paul Alexander, who are pushing you and urging you to do this. just go by Margo. Because here's the thing. You can have two different identities. You can be Margo, like Margo Rensel, fun Margo, the producer. And then when you do news, it's kind of like straight ahead. And kind of take a different identity and just be Margo.
Okay.
Fair?
Fair. I'll do that next time I fill in.
Okay. When is this?
I don't know.
Okay. You'll just be Margo, though.
Yes.
All right. Was there anybody out of hand at the Steeler game on Sunday? Or was everybody pretty well-behaved drunk?
Everyone was well-behaved, and I was sitting next to a Colts fan. And he said, "This is my first time in Pittsburgh. What should I do?" And I was like, "Well, you're doing it. You're doing what you should do."
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Other than that, no one was out of hand. It was so much fun. I loved it. And people got mad because I was like, I'm still an Eagles fan, but I did support the Steelers.
Now, I did see you wore Steelers clothes.
Yeah, I did because they're my second tier team.
I got you. No, I got you. I understand. Would you go to another Steelers game?
Absolutely. It was so much fun. And I was two rows away from the very top row.
Uh-huh.
And I still think those seats were incredible.
What if the Eagles played in Pittsburgh? What would you do?
I'd go.
What would you wear?
Eagles, obviously.
You'd wear Eagles stuff?
Obviously.
Okay. Well, I give you credit for not backing down
plus
from your
Steelers
team.
Fans, I feel like they're not mean like Eagles fans are.
Yeah, not as mean.
Yeah.
Not as mean. Okay. Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you got to experience that.
Yeah, people were so nice at the Steelers game.
Well, they did win.
Well, even just in the middle of it, I don't know. People would say, "I love your shirt," and I'd be like, "Thank you. You're go Steelers."
Fair enough. And a good tailgate beforehand?
Yeah, the tailgate I went to had live music, like a live band.
Okay.
And I think someone from the TV coverage was like recording the tailgate I was at.
So you may have been on the news. You don't even know it.
Maybe. I tried to hide a little.
Because you're Margo. One name.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Everybody knows who you are.
Exactly. And everybody knows my voice, but they don't know what I look like.
Did anybody say, "Hey, are you Margo from the radio?"
Every single person I came in contact with.
Awesome. News top of the hour. Selena Zito joins thereafter right here at KDKA.